Week two in the books, week three, waiver wire ads, and our favorite buy low, sell high trade targets right now on the Fantasy Football Razzball Show. What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Razzball Fantasy Football Show and podcast. I'm your host for today. My name is Sky Guasco. You can find me on Twitter at Sky Guasco, S-K-Y G-U-A-S-C-O. And I'm joined by Razzball alum, longtime veteran, Keelan, at Keelan underscore 12 foot. Keelan, what's up? First time we're doing a show together. Very excited to finally connect with you. I've been listening to your content with Bob and others for quite a while, but we finally get to connect. I know that you've had a kind of an intense emotional week, maybe with some squads.
Yes.
Do you want to take just 30 seconds debrief? We're here for you. A little therapy for you on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Little therapy. So, Titans Saints fan both lost. Most people are aware of the score of the Titans Bills game. I'm not going to be reliving that because it was depressing. And then in my fantasy leagues, in my two friends and family leagues, I'm getting my ass kicked. But in Razzball, I'm like 50 something out of 250 something. So I'll take
nice.
That. I'll take it. That's the one that matters. No offense to my friends and family.
You gotta find the silver lining, right? You gotta find the W's. When you can get them. I love it. Before we get into our week three waiver wire ads and our trade targets as well, I want to remind everybody, if you have not yet and you're subscribing right now to the YouTube channel, we appreciate it. Of course, we got content every single day and we have kind of a bonus show, if you will, and a very, very fun show Sunday mornings, 2 hours before kickoff, wherever your local time may be. I'm a West Coast guy, so you can find me bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 7 a.m., That's right. Bob the boss needs me there at 7. I'm there usually with one eye open at 7 a.m. And we're getting loaded for your Q&A on that week's start sit. It is very user-friendly, right? We're very interactive. So you're here on the YouTube channel. We want you hitting those comments, blowing us up. Let us help you set your rosters. Let us know your settings and everything else. We have a really fun time on the Sunday Live Start Sit Show. So join us every single Sunday, 2 hours before kickoff, right here on the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. Also, of course, make sure to hit the bell so you don't miss any updates and leave a comment on this show for your favorite week three waiver ad and trade target. And additionally, we also have the podcast. I'm very busy. Keelan's very busy. We're all very busy. If you're out and about, you're driving around, you're going, taking the dog for a walk, you're mowing the lawn, doing whatever you got to do in between work breaks, you can pop on the pod if you don't catch a live show on YouTube here while you're on the go, and you can make sure to subscribe and download the Razzball Fantasy Football podcast as well. Leave us a rate and review there. 5 stars would be much appreciated, but we just want to make sure that you're honest with us. So if there's anything to improve on, of course, let us know there and we will do our best to accommodate. All right, Keelan. So we are going to jump into our waiver wire ads first. Awesome. And full discrepancy here. This is the second week of doing this, right? We're only in week three so far. So Matt Stiles and I did this episode last week, and I think we'll be doing it most of the time. However, he is on a super awesome personal trip going to see some live music, which is pretty amazing. I'm a musician myself, so I definitely encourage that. So you're stepping in. I appreciate the pinch hit for him. Just to give the readers and viewers full transparency, we do have his article on standby here that we're going to be referencing. It is live for free right now on razzball.com. You can check out all of our articles. I dropped my trade target articles we'll get into later on. And Matt Stiles also dropped his waiver wire article. So we're going to be picking and choosing out of that one as well. And also Keelan and I will be adding a couple additional names that maybe didn't make the list, but we're interested in. So make sure to go to razzball.com and check out all of our articles from all of our incredible writers as well. So that being said, Keelan, let's kick it off to you here for the waiver wire ads. Quarterbacks are always kind of tricky, right? If you're in a super flex league, there's probably nobody available except for maybe somebody who hadn't been playing due to an injury. And of course, I know firsthand, my man Trey Lance goes down with a broken ankle. So Jimmy G becomes an option, right? And some other guys are popping up. But in single quarterback leagues, you might be streaming anyway. So perhaps there's a couple names out there. Who are some of the quarterbacks that jump off the page for you heading into week three?
Yeah. So, referencing Matt's article for sure. We've got Jimmy Garoppolo here, which, as you mentioned, Trey Lance went down with that nasty leg injury. I know it has you screaming, Sky. Jimmy G, back to Jimmy G, which, to be fair, he did serve his purpose last season almost all the way, which is crazy. So he's only about 5% rostered right now. So probably still available if you're looking for somebody, which you might be. And then there's also Jared Goff here. He's only 22% rostered right now. You know, the Lions are kind of coming back here. They're in this more comfortable year with their coach. They're kind of getting things together more. They have TJ Hawkinson back. So yeah, he could be somebody you look at as a QB too. And then we also have Jameis Winston. I will argue with Matt on this point. Not my favorite. However, I have noticed a lot of talk out there. He is 49% rostered right now. I mean, with that Saints offense, you know, it's going to be hard to go wrong. I've also read that he's playing with some injuries right now. So that's definitely somebody you could look to. I know I got really lucky myself in week two because I don't like Carson Wentz, but I picked him up and I've been very happy with it. So if he's still available, might be, I don't know. I don't know what he's on right now, but might be worth looking at if he's still available for you.
Absolutely. Carson Wentz back-to-back QB3 sessions on the season. I think most of us expect him to turn back into a pumpkin eventually, but the reality is Washington's going to be trailing potentially, and they're going to be throwing a lot, and they have three great weapons, and Terry McLaurin hasn't even become a factor yet, and they're still dominating. The ghost of Curtis Samuel has come back. Jahan Dodson, 3 touchdowns in 2 games, plus that run game. So I like Carson Wentz a lot. Love the names that you had mentioned. I'm going to throw my boy Marcus Mariota in the pot as well. Nice, you know, quarterback 10 so far, right? I had made a bold prediction early in the season. He was getting drafted in like the mid-20s, and I made a bold prediction that he would be QB 15 overall and QB 12 in points per game. I know it's early, but 2 weeks in, we're on par here. The rushing opportunity there, he is third in rushing yards among quarterbacks, and he is throwing the ball well. We know the Falcons don't have a great offense, but Marcus is playing well, and Kyle Pitts isn't even a factor yet, so that can only improve there. And also, deep name, I know it kind of has some deep scars for some fantasy managers over the years, but Daniel Jones, if he's still out there, I'm sure that he is because people are kind of like, I don't know about Daniel Jones. Look, man, the Giants are playing well. He's not Josh Allen, but Brian Daboll turned who all of us 3 or 4 years ago, let's not forget, everybody had Josh Allen as a bust. Everybody wrote him off. Nobody liked him. Terrible incompletion percentage, yada, 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 right? 2 games in, the Giants are playing very well right now. Currently, keep an eye on Daniel Jones. And Trevor Lawrence is another name as well who could be helping you out down the stretch here. All right, let's take a look at the running backs here. Move on to the running backs again. Couple of injuries. We got a couple, like, you know, Alvin Kamara misses last week. Mark Ingram comes in, but comes up against the Buccaneers, isn't able to do too much. We've got two running backs in Jacksonville now that are dominating. Jamal Williams pops off last week. James Conner goes down. My 49ers are a mess all the time. I don't even want to talk about them. So there's a lot of moving parts constantly at the running back position. And I would say probably the most busy week to week, right? Looking for that backup running back that can fill a slot here. So who are some of the running backs you're looking at in week three?
Yeah. So kind of off your note, and I hope I don't steal any of your thunder. We've got with James Conner missing, maybe Daryl Williams will see some more time on the field, as well as Eno Benjamin. And then right now, some other choices might be Raheem Mostert. He's only 43% rostered. He's actually outperforming Chase Edmonds right now. So it looks like in Miami, he has had 11 rushes for 51 yards. So definitely still available, or at least most likely in your league. Also Brian Robinson Jr. He's only 48% rostered right now. And it looks like he's kind of on a recovery path. So, you know, if you don't, if you're in a league without an IR, this might be when you can add him back to your roster and see some good things. Some other folks, maybe Khalil Abair, who's only 48% rostered, Kenneth Gainwell, who's only 46% rostered, and we already mentioned Daryl Williams. So check those guys out.
And I said I wouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it just because I feel obligated to. Jeff Wilson, right? If he's still available, need to grab Jeff Wilson. He's the bona fide number one right now for the 49ers. I know Ty Davis Price was fun. He got the start. A lot of us 49er fans were like, why, right? But after a while, he got the first start, and then Jeff Wilson was able to take him down the field, 18 carries, 84 yards. Should have had a touchdown, but they gave it to Kyle Juszczyk instead, which is what Shanahan does. But if he gets that touchdown, everybody's excited about Jeff Wilson, and I think he might be left behind because he didn't score, and a lot of people see the box score after the fact. So my boy Jeff Wilson is still a top priority for me personally. And then if you have a deeper league and you have Jeff Wilson or you had Elijah Mitchell for the 49ers, Jordan Mason now, who was in the mix last week but didn't get work. Ty Davis Price is out for a couple weeks with a high ankle sprain. Who knows how long that'll take. It kept Christian McCaffrey off the field for about a year and a half, and Saquon Barkley as well. And then, of course, Elijah Mitchell still out for a month. So keep an eye on those deeper names there as well. All right, we had gone through the quarterbacks there, but we are getting some we're getting some movement in the chat room. So, Keelan, really quickly, wow. I want to bring on Mr. Scampers here, and we have a quick question that I'd like to bring Scampers. Up. And, yeah, we don't need it's a lot awesome of don't need a lot of analysis here per se, but I'd like to jump into this while we have the opportunity. So, in a shallower league, are you adding Cousins for the long term, or are you taking Tua, who leads the NFL somehow in passing yards, with the Bills matchup coming up this week and massive upside, obviously. So are you taking Tua or Cousins this week and maybe moving forward?
I want to know what you wrote about Tua specifically. So I want to know what you think.
Yeah, I did. And I already marked in here in the comment section, I said Kirk Cousins. And I know that like Cousins or Tua is super fun. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are both amazing. They might finish top five each. That's awesome. Before halftime, Tua had zero touchdowns or one touchdown and a pick. Right. And then he goes nuts for five in the second half. Right. He was killer in the fourth quarter. Obviously, the Ravens were playing kind of like prevent defense and it burned them because they're two incredible wide receivers. The NFL will make that correction. Patrick Mahomes was human last year because everybody started playing back and kept everything in front. Now, Chiefs still won a lot of games because Patrick Mahomes is magical. I don't think Tua is that guy. So I personally would like to see a big bounce back for the Vikings overall. So for me, it's Cousins.
I have him as my QB too. So agreed. I got burned by Tua last year. So I'm still a little traumatized.
Got it. Also, Brawler. So mentioned it here. What up, Brawler? So glad you're on it, buddy. I really appreciate you, Zach. So the Niners also just signed Marlon Mack, right? He was on the practice squad and then they just brought him up too with the Ty Davis Price. A lot of people have been hitting me up on this on Twitter because I'm the Niner homer, right? Not interested. The dude blew out his Achilles. I know he's still an NFL running back, but he's not going to have the burst. Shanahan has his guys. I know we can't stay healthy, so we might get work out of default, but I do not want Marlon Mack taking up a roster spot unless I can throw him on an IR in a super deep league. So I'm not looking at that at all. Any thoughts at all on Marlon Mack or any other running backs before we move on to wide receivers?
I don't know if you're asking me or them.
I'm asking you.
Okay. No, not really, but I am kind of curious because, like, and this may be too big for you to even answer here. It seems like the past, few years, the 49ers, you guys always have, like, a lot of injuries at the beginning of
five years in a row. Our starting running back has gone down by week three. I'm aware. Yeah. Thanks, Keelan. Good start. Great. That's all we got, folks. See you later.
Just a reminder.
Oh, man. Yeah, such I know. It's pretty rough. So let's move on here to the wide receivers. We do have another question here I want to bring in quick before we get into our waivers. I need a running back. Who should I try to get somebody for, like Mike Evans or T. Higgins? Any running backs you think you could potentially trade for Mike Evans, who's missing a game, of course, because he just assaulted Marshawn Lattimore for hitting Tom Brady, which nobody saw. Or T. Higgy, who's my dog, and spoiler alert, is a guy that I'm looking to trade for. So I'm not looking to trade T. Higgins. I would look to be moving Mike Evans if I can. Who's a running back that you might be looking for a top receiver?
Well, I have Mike Evans and I don't know because I have Mike Evans, so I'm not trading for him.
Not looking to move him. I think Najee Harris has a nice bounce back. I would like to see Javonte Williams potentially coming up here. AJ Dillon, if you could still get him somehow because he's a backup. Tony Pollard and a piece.
I think it'd be really great if you can move that.
And so those are a couple of names on my trade list coming up here in just a second. Appreciate everybody jumping into the chat form. We'd love to get to all your questions and we'll get to as many as we can here as we go along. But please also make sure to dive in on Sunday mornings, 2 hours before kickoff for the Sunday live show, because we answer literally hundreds of questions over a couple hours. And we would love to have your participation, trade questions, waiver pickups, what have you. Join us every Sunday morning right here on the Razzwell Fantasy Football YouTube channel. All right, Keelan, let's move on down here to the wide receivers. Again, rookies are starting to emerge after kind of a slow week one. We've got, you know, like I said, T. Higgins was out week one, comes back with a vengeance in week two. Looks really great, right? Some of these younger guys are coming back. Alan Lazard finally showed up, caught a touchdown. Who are some of the waiver pickups at the wide receiver position?
Yeah. So This is Matt's, but this is also mine too, actually, one of mine in this great list of wide receivers. So Jahan Dotson, I also have him. Get him if he's available. He was available for me last week, so hopefully he's still available for you. Then we also have on this list Garrett Wilson. He's 22% rostered. I see Matt here has a note about picking up anyone on his own team, which, Sky, I don't think you follow that. So, yeah, I mean, he's had 22 targets, 12 receptions, 154 yards, and two touchdowns through the first 2 weeks, so not a bad add. Jacoby Myers, he's 35% rostered, so also very possibly available. He's caught 9 of 13 targets for 95 yards at Pittsburgh through week two. And then here's another pick I really, really like that Matt and I both agree on. Greg Dortch, he's 6% rostered. Do you know who he is? I don't.
Fire up the hype train, baby. I'm all about
yeah.
some
We're on the Dortch train. So, yeah. Let's see some stats on him. I know for me, I think I closed my window. I just picked him up in Razz Bowl. Or I'm trying to. Nobody listened to that. So points per game so far. He's had 14.4 points per game. So definitely check him out. But yeah, Treylon Burks is another option. Russell Gage, I had him last season. He's pretty solid because there's not a lot going on there down in Atlanta, but it's starting to pick up. Yep. As you picked Mariota. So yeah, we have Mac Hollins and Noah Brown as well.
Love it. Garrett Wilson for me is far and away the best. I mean, he's playing with Joe Flacco, who I've been making fun of for 10 years. The reality is Flacco can still chuck it, and Elijah Moore is not the dominant number one right away that we thought he was going to be. That's just a reality. No. We have to adapt. Yeah. Garrett Wilson's the truth. Treylon Burks is the truth. Like Drake London, right, is the truth.
Yeah.
These kids are coming up quickly.
They are.
It's only week two, but they're popping already. And we saw Justin Jefferson come out super hot a couple years ago. Jamar Chase, it took him a couple weeks, and then they were literally league winners. So I'm not predicting that per se for these guys, but it's possible. And the biggest thing with Garrett Wilson that nobody's going to consider in trade talk, because it's the Jets, and you don't think of the Jets as scoring points or being in the red zone. Garrett Wilson leads all wide receivers, everybody, wide receivers right now through 2 weeks in red zone targets, right? So he may not be scoring all of the touchdowns, but Flacco is just hyper-targeting him in the red zone. Obviously, that will go up. Now, Greg Dortch, we're kind of making fun, like, who is he, whatever. Again, another guy, these guys come up and pop up every year, and you have to react before the curve. Cordarrelle Patterson, nobody cared about him until, what, week eight last year, and it was too late, right? Greg Dortch, 4 targets, 4 catches in week one, no big deal. Week two, 118 yards, excuse me, and a touchdown after 9 targets. So Marquise Brown is, you know, going to be getting that double coverage. Obviously, Nuke is gone for right now. DeAndre Hopkins and Ertz, right, is fine over the middle. But Dortch is really kind of a dominant wide receiver right now, which I like a lot there. So those are the guys that I'm targeting also. And another guy too that, you know, I think is going to be a deeper name, but don't forget about the Chargers wide receivers. I know Herbert was hurt. I think he's going to play this week with a couple of extra days off. So, you know, Joshua Palmer's my guy, DeAndre Carter, Jalen Guyton in a deep league with Keenan Allen potentially out now for another week or two, which I like a lot. And before we get into our tight ends, we do have a question here related to Justin Jefferson and Keenan Allen. So, Keelan, I'm going to throw this at you really quick here. Big time names.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Would you trade Aaron Jones and Justin Jefferson? This is called being scared after a game. I'm just going to throw that out there. Justin Jefferson got shut down by Big Play Slay should have had 7 picks last night, and I know it was embarrassing, but this is insane. Aaron Jones and Justin Jefferson for Jonathan Taylor and Keenan Allen. What would you do in a full PPR league, Keelan?
I would not trade them personally.
I would not.
I'm not
trade
scared.
Them
yeah.
I'm not. No, I'm not no. scared either. And so far, Aaron Jones is every bit of Jonathan Taylor, right? And when you have a guy like Michael Pittman out, that's going to suffocate that passing game big time, and they can focus on the run game. Jonathan Taylor is incredible. Your boy Derrick Henry is incredible. What happens though when people say, you know what, we're going to put eight in the box the whole game? If yeah. he doesn't break a 75-yard run, he's got 21 carries for 36 yards, right? And so far, Jonathan Taylor is not Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah,
he's obviously amazing, but Aaron Jones is the slot receiver for the Packers. Yeah. Justin Jefferson is still outside of Cooper Kupp and Stephon Diggs now. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
The best wide receiver in the NFL. Keenan Allen is currently hurt. And as much as I'm a Justin Herbert homer, he's also hurt. So yeah. I don't want to get the question mark of Jonathan Taylor and a hurt Keenan Allen for two of the best at their position right now after a meh game from
and Justin needed. Jefferson. It's not even that they're the best. They're needed on those teams too. Like they, I mean, yeah. So.
Absolutely. Totally agree. A couple more here really quickly. I want to blast this up. Brawls are back here. Would you trade Dortch or Curtis Samuel? Spoiler alert, I've got Dortch and Curtis Samuel as like acquires. I want to get those guys on my team if you possibly can, because again, I think they're cheap right now. Maybe not Curtis Samuel because he's had some hype, but nobody cares about Dortch yet. And this is a guy I want on my team. And another one here for Mr. Scampers, DJ Chark, also a deep name. Totally agree. The Lions and Jared Goff looking nice. We just brought him up earlier in the program. All right, let's get a couple just maybe a tight end or two if you've got anybody, and then we'll take a quick water break and we'll get into my trade talk.
Awesome. So yeah, we got Logan Thomas here. He's only 14% rostered. And let's see what we got here. I like this line that Matt has. There's only so much Joe Flacco and eventually Zach Wilson to go around in New York. So that was good. So yeah, we have a note here, I guess, that he still has 11 targets and a touchdown in week two. And that was all to his credit. So yeah, be on the lookout for him. He was not so relevant for a while, but he's coming back. And I feel like with all of your Joe Flacco praise, Sky, maybe he's yeah. aware of that. So
yeah, big Flacco fan. Yikes. A couple other deeper names I'm not necessarily super interested in, but if you're hurting or you need a guy or you're getting frustrated, George Kittle's or whatever, Kyle Pitts, you know, whatever, Hayden Hurst and Tyler Conklin, both options. Also, you might be 1 week left to acquire Gerald Everett. I repped him all summer long, and I got receipts. I'm excited for this one. I'm not really a pat myself on the back kind of a guy, but a deep name that comes through the way that I thought he would, like Gerald Everett is so far, pretty hyped on that. So take a look to see if he's available as well.
All right, we're going to.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You've been screaming it from the rooftops.
I appreciate that. We're going to take just a 30-second break here. We'll give Keelan a quick water break, and I'll come back with my trade targets and my trade options here. So give me 1 second to give a shout-out to our good friends here at Good Sports. Good Sports is a wonderful youth organization. I've worked with youth sports and youth in general in sports for 20 years of my life. 50 states, including Puerto Rico and D.C., covered, 9 million children served, 6,100 youth organizations eligible to receive equipment donations, 55,000 individual play packs distributed, 10% of all donations or contributions to the Razzball Fantasy Football Show via podcast, Sunday Live Show, or any of these podcasts will go directly to Good Sports. So if you'd like to make a contribution, hit me up, or you can hit us up in our PayPal and Venmo as well. And we appreciate that. 10% of that, of course, will go back to Good Sports and help the youth around the country get onto the field, get onto the court, get into the pool, what have you, for their respective sports. And I'm very, very excited to be a part of that once again with our friends at Youth Sports. All right, Keelan, let's take a look here at the trade conversation now. I'm going to kind of blast through this a little bit quicker, right? Like these are names that everybody knows already, right? These are guys who are like, why would you trade them? They're amazing. Or trying to get off the ship before it sinks. Or maybe you're trying to like catch the fish before it gets too big. You know what I mean? So I'm going to blast a couple. Let's do some buy lows first. We all like to buy low. Everybody likes to find that value and buy low. So let's talk about four names, one at each position. I'll run my case really quickly. You can agree, disagree, add one if you would like to. All right, at the quarterback position, a buy low hear me out. Russell Wilson, if you delete the last 2 weeks out of your brain of what the Broncos have produced on the field, think back to 2 weeks ago when you were like, should I really take Russell Wilson at QB 8, right? Yeah, I mean, he could have a huge year and maybe blah, 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 new offense. He's out of Seattle, yada, yada. And people were doing that. Now everyone's scared because it's been a kind of a bunk 2 weeks. I think they rectify it. If my Niners can get past the Broncos this week, I think Nathaniel Hackett might be out of town or minimum the hot seat. He already is. The whole league's talking about how much of a mess this is currently. Jerry Jeudy, x-rays are negative. I like him bouncing back, no problem. And, of course, Cortland Sutton in that run game. Running back, mentioned him earlier, but Tony Pollard, another name. I think you got a week maybe left to acquire him for not second-round draft capital. He is the best running back in Dallas. He's the most productive running back in Dallas. He's running back 20 right now in PPR. Zeke is number 45. Zeke has 10 more carries than Tony Pollard does, and Tony Pollard is 25 spots higher than he is because of the efficiency and the ability to run out of the pass game. Not having Dak Prescott is going to run, pass. Tony Pollard's making the big plays. Zeke is not. I'm buying Tony Pollard. Take a look at my boy T. Higgy. I mentioned him earlier. Left week two after two receptions with a concussion. Comes back in week three. Has a dominant game, 10 targets and a touchdown. Obviously, Jamar Chase runs the show in the receiving corps. But that's great for T. Higgins, who's going to get a quarterback number two, and that's a mismatch for him as well. Joe Burrow is second in the league in pass attempts. The Bengals should fix the sack problem. If nothing else, he's going to have to get it out quick. So for me, I'm buying T. Higgins, who I think a lot of people are still kind of sleeping on because of a rough week one, and all the eyes are on Jamar Chase, and rightfully so. But look at T. Higgins, who finished wide receiver 13 last year. And I know, but Kyle Pitts. This cannot happen forever. I'm sorry. I know 2 weeks in a row, he's tight end 32. That's just not possible. It's going to happen moving down the field. He was the fourth overall pick for a reason. Obviously, I thought he could be the tight end number one ahead of Travis Kelce. That might be a long shot at this point. But Marcus Mariota has not even had to look his way because he's been triple covered. Once they start balancing that offense, they're going to get the ball from Arthur Smith, mentioning it to Kyle Pitts. So, anybody else, do you agree, disagree? Anybody blasphemous there? Anyone else you want to agree on in a buy low?
Yeah. I mean, I had Russell Wilson actually in a dynasty league and I let him go because I was afraid. Probably would have been a safer bet than some of the people that I ended up picking up, like Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
He'll
be fine, but that's a tough one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot, there was somebody else you said, but now I'm forgetting who it was. So.
Yeah, T. Higgins, Kyle Pitts, Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard, which I already spoke to. I actually saw him go like left on people's benches last week and racking up a lot of points. So yeah, totally agree. And I was very jealous. I had him last season too, and he was nice to have as somebody on the bench when inevitably injuries happen or somebody's out just again.
And he's already outpacing his starter in Zeke. If Zeke goes down for whatever reason or misses time or just becomes the number two, it's going to be him. Remember Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara years ago for your boys. Mark Ingram was the guy. Adrian Peterson was behind him. Then Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara ended up being basically the rookie of the year at the running
back. What a time. What a time it was. Yeah.
All right. Let's go with some sell high candidates. And we got a couple more quick questions in the chat room. Appreciate everybody participating today. Again, Sky Guasco hosting and Keelan on the ones and twos as well. All right, Tua Tagovailoa. Look, this one's a no-brainer. You can read my article. I've got like a too long of a paragraph about this. Real simple. Tua's playing out of his mind, and it's amazing. Two of the best wide receivers in the league, definitely the fastest. It's amazing. Kyle Shanahan's offense, it's working very well. Tua leads the NFL in passing yards. I don't trust Tua specifically, and in the long term, when defenses adapt, I don't see Tua adapting personally. Now, you sell high. Tua is the you can't sell him more high than this the rest of the season. So I said, if you're greedy, go look at Justin Herbert, who people are scared about because he's hurt. If you could flip Tua for Justin Herbert, please message me that so I can post it on social media. It will happen, and I think you should do that all day long. Other options that might be a little cheaper, Russell Wilson, as I mentioned, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, even maybe Kyler Murray with question marks. So for me, Tua is a sell high. Michael Carter at running back position. I like Michael Carter a lot. Some people might say that he's actually a buy, but I think Breece Hall is going to take over before too long. Breece Hall, the scheme kind of flipped last week. I think it's going to continue to do that. Breece Hall is a stud, one of the best prospects we had at the running back position for years. Long term, I think it'll work out. So if you can sell with any value on Michael Carter, I would do that currently. This one breaks my heart, but DJ Moore is a sell for me at wide receiver. Loved him coming in, thought Baker would be better for him, blah, blah, blah. Look, he has the same stat line in 2 weeks in a row. 3 catches, 43 yards on 6 targets, 2 weeks in a row. He just happened to score one of them. I don't like that. Get him off my team while I can. Hopefully you got some value. Rashad Bateman, Marquise Brown, Curtis Samuel, Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen could be guys you could get. And then Zach Ertz. We had him in the chat room earlier. I like Zach Ertz. You don't want to sell a tight end that's productive, but with the tight end, that's a guy I want. We just mentioned Marquise Brown, Rondale Moore, Greg Dortch, DeAndre Hopkins. A lot of weapons there. And if I could flip Zach Ertz for Gerald Everett, Pat Freiermuth, Logan Thomas, maybe even Isaiah McKenzie, Garrett Wilson as a package, that's what I would do. Anybody else you'd like to add for a sell high, or do you have a reaction to any of these players? Again, that was Tua, Michael Carter, DJ Moore, or Zach Ertz?
I really liked your point about the fact that inevitably somebody somewhere will freak out eventually and lose patience on Justin Herbert. So love that idea of trading for that. So genius.
That's my guy. And I still think, I mean, Josh Allen's playing out of his mind, obviously.
Yeah.
But I still think Justin Herbert long-term in the season, assuming he doesn't miss much time, could still be top three. And I had he was my quarterback number one this season before he got hurt though. So
yeah. And I agree with you. DJ Moore has been a bummer. Cause he was one of my, I mean, obviously not my first pick, but one of my higher picks. And it's been,
and it's so sad. Like it literally doesn't make sense how good
it does not make sense.
And even on bad teams, you can still throw him the ball 15 times. Like
I don't get it.
No, it's terrible.
Then again, look at the team. So it sucks.
All right. We are going to get out of here in 1 minute, but before we do, let's blast through these quick questions. And again, we appreciate everybody jumping in. Very active chat today. Make sure to join us Sunday mornings, 2 hours before kickoff for your start set questions. I'll lend these to you first, Keelan. Legend clip, should I get Joe Mixon and AJ Brown for Ja'Marr Chase? If they don't accept this, then I would do Mixon and Devontae Smith. So Devontae Smith and Joe Mixon for Ja'Marr Chase, or AJ Brown and Joe Mixon. For me, this is easy peasy. What do you think?
I would keep Ja'Marr Chase personally, but I don't know, because AJ Brown's maybe crushing it again.
I love me some T. Higgins. I'm actually going to, if I can get rid of, I love Ja'Marr Chase, obviously. If I can move Ja'Marr Chase, though, for AJ Brown, who's incredible already with that. And Jalen Hurts, yo, my man, crushing it. Joe Mixon and AJ Brown, two top 10 options at their position for Ja'Marr Chase. I hate to let go of a big fish, but if you could get two other big fish for that, this is what I'm talking about selling high and getting those guys buying low. I like that a lot. Overall thoughts on Dawson Knox. I have Allen and Love, potential stack, blah, blah, blah. Kittle is my number one. I'm trying to flip him. Dawson Knox, I think, is kind of a project. I'm not loving it. I would rather have Pat Freiermuth. Again, Logan Thomas, as we mentioned, Gerald Everett, just more consistent, I think, overall. Any thoughts on Dawson Knox?
I'm taking notes right now personally because I also have Kittle.
Yeah.
Same thing. I would probably go with somebody right now that, like Logan Thomas, who might be a little more reliable, especially with their future.
Yep, absolutely. And Kittle should be healthy before too long.
Yeah.
And Jimmy loves him. Trey, we weren't sure. Jimmy's back now. Kittle should be fine. Acceptable to drop Boyd for Garrett Wilson? 100% yes. Boyd is a distant third on this team, maybe a fourth behind Joe Mixon. Garrett Wilson might already be the best wide receiver for the Jets. Another one here. Should I trade Deontay and Zach Ertz for George Kittle and Garrett Wilson, CeeDee Lamb, AJ Brown, Gallup, but also have Schultz on the bench? So,
like Dalton? I mean,
yeah, Dalton Schultz is hurt right now, so I'm a little bit concerned about that. I have Garrett Wilson, CeeDee Lamb, AJ Brown. So Deontay and Ertz for Kittle. Honestly, I would keep Deontay Johnson and Zach Ertz, I think. I just told you to sell high on him, but losing – actually, no, I'm going to change that. I'm going to get Kittle, actually, because you have those other wide receivers.
Ooh, yeah, I would agree, because I feel like Dalton Schultz, what is it, a hamstring injury or something like that?
So I think it's a PCL, so he might miss.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to miss significant time now,
but maybe later.
Act up on him quickly.
Yeah, you're right.
And sorry, I read the question kind of backwards. I like Kittle because you have Wilson, Lamb, Brown, and Gallup. So Deontay doesn't matter to me in that group. And then basically you're just trading Kittle for Ertz at that point, and that's a no-brainer long-term. Now you might need to stream a tight end or two because of, but if you get rid of Deontay, you have an open roster spot. Pick up Logan Thomas or Hayden Hurst, whoever we just mentioned, and fill it up. This could be the last one, guys. We got to get out of here. Do I waiver Gerald Everett? or Brian Robinson with the number one claim. You had mentioned Brian Robinson earlier. Brian Robinson is out for another couple of weeks with the Washington Commanders. Gerald Everett is coming up as a rising tight end. If you had the number one waiver claim, would you spend it on a tight end or a backup running back that's still going to miss a couple of weeks? What do you think?
Well, I know what you would pick.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Everett Stan. Everett Stan for life.
Everett Stan, I'm with you as well. Ray Gamer and Adam Weber, I appreciate you. Pick up Jimmy. Love it off the waivers. I have Kittle. Yes, do that. And then, of course, the defenses. Defense questions, I'm going to table to Sunday. Bob goes crazy on defenses. You're going to want to hear his analysis, weather reports, all that stuff. So meet us on Sunday mornings, of course. Got it all in, Keelan. Well done. Great first episode together. It was such a blast. Please make sure to let everybody know here at Razzball, all of your work. You're doing baseball and football. You're all over the place. Where can we find all of your content?
Lord have mercy. Yeah, you can find me on Razzball Baseball and Football. I'm still doing baseball. I do the injury report on Razzball. I'm doing Thursday night football coverage. I'm here sometimes now. I'm with Bob sometimes. I'm all over. You'll all find me there. And on Twitter, at Keelan_12-foot.
I love it. So much fun. I'm your host, Sky Guasco, SKYGUASCO on Twitter. Again, meet us every single Sunday for the Sunday live show. We will be dropping all of your favorite content on Sunday live. You can join us at the Razzball Fantasy Community. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We'll be open a couple hours before kickoff. Here's our QR code for PayPal. You can send us those donations. 10% going to our friends at Good Sports. Once again, I'm your host, Sky Guasco. For Keelan, we'll catch you next time on the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube show.